All right, buckle up, because today we're diving into a topic that makes a lot of people squirm: money and relationships.
Uh-oh, are we talking about that dreaded money talk?
Yep, but don't worry, we've got a fantastic episode of the Money Talks podcast as our guide.
Ooh, I love that show. They always have such practical advice.
Yeah, and they make a really compelling case for why these conversations are so important, even though they can be kind of awkward, especially in those early stages of a relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Avoiding the topic might seem easier in the short term, but trust me, it can lead to some major blow-ups down the road.
Imagine this. You're on a dreamy date, sparks are flying, and then bam, someone drops it. So how much debt are you in? Bomb. Talk about a mood killer, right?
Timing is key, but you know what's even worse than an awkward money conversation on a date? Discovering your partner has a secret gambling addiction 5 years down the line or something.
Ooh, yeah, that's a hard pass. I think I'd take the awkward first date chat any day. Plus, Money Talks gives some great advice on how to navigate those early stage money moments without scaring your date away.
Like what?
Well, they talk about those little opportunities to test the waters and get a sense of your partner's financial values without being too intrusive.
Okay, that makes sense. Give me an example.
So let's say you're planning a weekend trip together. Instead of bluntly asking, "Can you afford this?" you could say something like, "I'm thinking of booking this amazing Airbnb. What do you think?"
Ah, I see. You're kind of gauging their reaction and seeing if they're on the same page without directly asking about their budget.
Exactly. Or even on a first date, when the check comes, you could say something like, "I'm happy to split this," or "We could take turns treating each other on future dates."
Right. It's all about observing their response.
Yeah.
Do they insist on splitting every penny, or are they more easygoing about it?
Hmm.
Those little things can actually reveal a lot about their financial mindset.
So how do we know when it's time to move beyond those subtle hints and actually have a more serious conversation about finances?
Well, Money Talks outlines these three relationship money milestones, and I think they're really helpful for figuring out when to have those deeper discussions.
Ooh, lay it on me. I'm all about frameworks. What are those milestones?
So the first one is that initial light dip phase, you know, when you're just casually dating.
Okay, so we're not talking about merging bank accounts just yet.
Right. At this stage, it's more about getting a general sense of each other's financial values and habits. You don't need full financial disclosure, but those subtle conversations we were talking about can be really helpful.
Got it. What's the next milestone?
The second one is moving in together.
Ah, that's when things start to get real, right? You're sharing a space, splitting bills, maybe even merging some finances.
Exactly. And Money Talks stresses that this stage can be a real test of your financial compatibility. You're starting to see how each other handles day-to-day money management, how you prioritize spending, and how you deal with unexpected expenses.
Makes sense. So what's the final milestone?
The long haul.
Yeah.
Think marriage, buying a home, starting a family, that level of serious commitment.
Okay, yeah. That's when full financial transparency becomes crucial. You're making major life decisions together, and you need to be on the same page about everything from debt to savings goals to retirement plans.
Exactly. Money Talks compares it to building a house together. You need a solid foundation of trust and shared understanding to create something that will last.
No more hiding those online shopping sprees, huh?
Well, a little retail therapy never hurt anyone, but the point is, at this stage, you should be comfortable having those open and honest conversations about all aspects of your finances. No secrets, no surprises.
So we've got those three milestones: the light dip, moving in, and the long haul. They provide a good framework for navigating those money conversations. But Money Talks also makes it clear that these aren't hard and fast rules, right?
Exactly. Everyone's relationship timeline is different. What matters most is finding what feels right for you as a couple and communicating openly every step of the way.
Because ultimately, the goal is to build a strong and healthy relationship, and that includes being on the same page financially.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of potential bumps in the road, the next thing Money Talks dives into is those financial red flags that can pop up in relationships. Because let's be real, it's not always sunshine and rainbows, right?
Uh-oh, now we're getting to the juicy stuff. What kind of red flags are we talking about? Tell me everything.
All right, we'll spill the tea on those warning signs in part two, so stay tuned.
Okay, I'm ready for the dirt. What are some of those financial red flags that Money Talks warns us about?
Well, first of all, it's important to remember that not every financial difference is a deal breaker. You know, you might be a super organized budgeter and your partner's more spontaneous with their spending.
Right. That doesn't necessarily mean you're doomed.
Exactly. But there are some red flags that are definitely worth paying attention to. Like they give this example of someone who projects an image of wealth, but is actually drowning in debt.
Ooh, yeah, that's a classic case of all that glitters is not gold.
Right. And they talk about how important it is to be observant and notice if there are any inconsistencies between what someone says about their finances and their actual behavior.
So it's not about being a financial detective, but just being aware of potential warning signs.
Exactly. And some of the red flags they mention include things like excessive debt, compulsive spending, or a fear of financial commitment.
Ooh, that last one sounds interesting. What does a fear of financial commitment look like?
It could be anything from refusing to talk about long-term financial goals to always dodging the conversation when it comes to merging finances or making big purchases together.
So basically, they're always keeping one foot out the door financially.
Yeah, and that can be a sign that they're not fully invested in the relationship.
Yikes, that's definitely a red flag. Any other warning signs we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah. They also talk about controlling behavior around money.
Okay, that sounds scary. What does that look like?
It could manifest in different ways, like trying to dictate how their partner spends their own money, hiding financial information, or making them feel guilty for purchases.
Ooh, that's a big no-no. It sounds like they're trying to use money as a way to control the relationship.
Exactly. Healthy relationships are built on trust and respect, and that includes financial respect.
Absolutely. Money should be something that brings you closer together, not something that drives a wedge between you.
Couldn't agree more. So those are some of the red flags to watch out for. But the good news is Money Talks also has a ton of advice on how to have those sometimes awkward money conversations without killing the vibe.
Yes. Give me all the tips. How do we make those Money Talks less cringeworthy and more productive?
All right. Well, they have a whole arsenal of communication strategies, and we'll dive into those in part three.
Okay, I'm ready to unlock the secrets of financial intimacy. It still sounds a bit woo-woo to me, but I'm open to being convinced.
I get it. It's not exactly a term you hear every day.
Yeah.
But Money Talks really breaks it down in a way that makes so much sense.
So how do they define financial intimacy?
Well, they basically say it's about creating a space where you can talk openly and honestly about money, not just the practical stuff, but also the emotional stuff.
Okay, that makes a bit more sense. We're not just talking about budgets and spreadsheets. We're talking about the feelings, the values, even the fears that we associate with money.
Exactly. Like imagine you've always dreamed of quitting your job and traveling the world, but you're terrified of not having a steady income. Being able to share that vulnerability with your partner and have them understand and support you, that's a powerful thing.
So instead of money being this taboo topic that we tiptoe around, it becomes something that can actually bring us closer together.
Exactly. It's like building a bridge of trust and understanding. And the stronger that bridge is, the more resilient your relationship will be when those inevitable financial challenges come up.
Okay, I'm starting to see the light. But how do we actually cultivate this financial intimacy? It sounds great in theory, but what are some practical steps we can take?
Well, remember those financial check-ins we talked about earlier. Those are key. It's about making money a regular part of your conversations, not just something you bring up when there's a problem or a big decision to be made.
So like a standing money date on the calendar.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't have to be formal or stressful. Just carve out some time each week or month.
Yeah.
You connect and chat about your finances. What are your goals? What are you worried about? What are you excited about?
It could be as simple as grabbing coffee together and talking about your upcoming vacation budget, or maybe cuddling up on the couch and brainstorming some ideas for paying off debt faster.
Right. The point is to make it a shared experience, something you're both actively involved in. And you know what else can really boost that sense of connection? Celebrating your financial wins together, no matter how big or small.
I love that. Like what? Give me some examples.
It could be anything. Did you finally pay off that credit card that's been hanging over your head? Go out for a celebratory dinner? Did you manage to stick to your budget for the month? High five. Buy yourselves a little treat.
I love it. It's like those small celebrations reinforce those positive financial habits and remind us that we're a team working towards a shared goal.
Exactly. It's about making the journey feel less like a chore and more like an adventure you're embarking on together.
You know, I'm starting to realize that maybe we've been approaching money all wrong. Instead of seeing it as this potential source of conflict, we can choose to see it as an opportunity to deepen our connection and build a more secure and fulfilling future together.
That's the spirit. And, you know, the beautiful thing is that when you approach money with that mindset, It stops being this scary taboo topic. It becomes just another part of your relationship that you can grow and learn from together.
So folks, as we wrap up this deep dive into money and relationships, remember, communication is key. Be open, be honest, and don't be afraid to get a little vulnerable with each other.
Think of it as an investment in your relationship, one that will pay dividends for years to come.
And remember, you don't have to wait for a financial crisis to have the money talk. Start those conversations today, even if it's just a small step. You might be surprised at how much closer it brings you. Until next time, happy diving.